former BYU outside linebacker, current Oakland Raider. You can follow him on Twitter at 50had, used to be at DeuceHad. His name is Spencer Hadley. Spencer, how you living?
Hey, good. I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing great. I got Brian Logan by my side. He's one of your biggest fans. Loves talking about Spencer Hadley and what he's doing here at the NFL level in Oakland. I just heard, I was looking on your Twitter feed, and you are officially a part of the NFL BYU outside, or I guess linebacker list. You're up on the wall looking good in that 5-0.
Yeah, I saw that. A couple of days ago that K-Pop posted that, and what an honor.
you're looking good, man. You're looking swole in this picture. I know it's been somewhat of a tough road. I mean, you bounced around a little bit in the league, but you found a home in Oakland, doing what you do best, and that's just being versatile, being an athlete, being able to show that you can play any position at any time. Look, the Oakland Raiders have been good to BYU in the past. I was listing a number of guys, you know, David Nixon, Manasseh Tonga, Todd Watkins, even going into the past, Todd Christensen, former BYU tight end fullback. And it looks like you found a home there, and it seems like you're pretty happy.
Yeah, I am. You know, the organization's made a lot of changes to the coaching staff. In fact, I think it's the biggest coaching staff turnaround in NFL history. They kept one guy. We had one guy who's an assistant DB's coach. They hired him as the head DB coach, and everybody else is new. And it's a really, really fun, exciting group. Great energy around the building. They brought in some great free agents. I'm calling it. You're gonna see a different Oakland Raider team this year. We're playoff bound.
What was the culture like last year? It's always nice to have kind of a breath of fresh air, some newness. You know, grass is greener with new faces. But what was the culture like last year?
Right. So, you know, I can speak for both sides, actually. Since I spent a little bit of time on both sides of the ball. But I don't know. I just felt like last year when you came into the building and you came into meetings, you came into practice, you were coming into work. That was the feeling, at least for me and for a lot of guys that I spoke with confidentially, that when we came into the building, it was just kind of like, okay, let's get today over with. And now there's the sense of the personal understanding that, holy cow, like, I'm coming to practice football, I'm playing in the NFL, this is amazing. But there wasn't this vibe of fun. And it doesn't help that we were losing. That had to have played into it. But I think even the coaching staff, we could sense, especially last year, this sense of on their way out the door, knowing kind of what was coming, if you will. And maybe that was the case, maybe not. I felt like that was the vibe last year. And this year, it's just completely opposite. Our defensive coordinator, Ken Norton Jr., brings a lot of life to the room and a lot of flair. And the defense that we are running this year is not simple in the sense that it's not lesser, but the way that the coaches have explained it, the rules that are involved in defense, the coverage, the things that we're doing at least to me, they just make more sense, and it's almost easier this year to understand the defense, the scheme that our defensive coordinator wants to run. We're really excited. Everybody's pretty excited. Everyone's pretty pumped about the coming year, so good things are coming.
Spencer, how has your time at BYU prepared you for the next level, specifically playing on the defensive side where you belong, where the true side is, man.
He made his money. It sounds
I'm not
going to
sit here and say anything about money. Or you get in where you fit in. But I'm just saying, you know, that's where your heart really lies. I understand. Sometimes you make sacrifices for the family and to put food on the table. So I understand you going over to the other side.
See, that's Deuce Had. he's been reborn into 5-0 Had, and he likes to score touchdowns now. He likes to be scoring touchdowns.
Anywho, going back to the important subject, how has playing under Coach Mendenhall and bigger than that, the BYU football program prepared you for your success in the NFL?
Yeah, that's a good question. I feel like we did a great job at BYU of teaching concepts, and the defense that we ran at BYU is referred to by a lot of people. I've heard in a couple of different conversations as a smart man's defense. The defense that we run is fairly complex at BYU, and takes a lot of knowledge about the defense in order to make the right calls, the right checks, get everybody lined up in the right position. And the technique-wise, especially for me, I went from outside to inside backer, so everything is different anyway. Mm-hmm. But I feel like no matter where you play, when you go into the NFL, there's just a lot of technique that just changes. The way the game is played is different in so many different ways that a lot of what you did, what was second nature in college, is no longer the case in the NFL. So a lot of things changed, but that's going to happen no matter where you played your college ball.
Right.
But I felt like playing at BYU and playing under Bronco Mendenhall, there was a lot of responsibility in the players' laps or hands or heads, if you will, on the field to make the right calls and make the right checks. And that has helped me quite a bit moving to the Mike linebacker position, where I'm now the quarterback of the defense, if you will, and I'm required to make a lot of adjustments and a lot of reads and mm-hmm. getting people lined up. And so a lot of those things from college to the NFL transferred, and that's helped me personally prepare. I don't know if that is answering your question or not.
No, it definitely has.
So who made that decision? Sorry, go ahead. Sorry, I cut you off.
Oh, no, that was one of the first things that came to me. But go ahead, I was finished.
Who made that decision to move you to Mike linebacker? Is that Ken Norton that decided to move you from, I know you're playing some outside linebacker, helped out on the practice squad, and now Mike going into camp?
Yeah, actually, last year I was playing inside linebacker as well. I played Mike and Will last year. That was the general idea for me. Most scouts' analysis of me was that I would be an inside linebacker at the NFL and at this level. And I think that's an accurate, I feel more comfortable playing the inside linebacker position at this level, because, I don't know, something about rushing those offensive tackles, you just have to be a little bit longer,
mm-hmm. yeah.
a little bit taller, a little bit longer than I am. So, whereas I seem to fit the mold pretty well for the inside linebacker position.
Tell us about tell us about your schedule and what you've been doing these last few days into the weekend. What has your schedule been like as far as camps are concerned?
Yeah, so we had the veterans mini camp a couple weeks ago, weekends ago, and that went really well for me. I there were two guys ahead of me on the depth chart at the time, and both of them were not able to participate. And so I was able to get a lot of reps and a lot of reps with the ones, and was able to handle my reps in a way that was pleasing to the coaches.
mm-hmm.
And I had some good feedback coming out of Veterans Mini Camp. Our off-season schedule, the phase two of the NFL off-season, is we're allowed to have a couple hours, 2 hours of meeting. Then we have a little bit of time on the field, and then a workout session where we'll do some conditioning and be in the weight room for a little bit. And that goes from about 8:30 in the morning till 12:30. They're only allowed to keep us for 4 hours a day. And then recently, this last weekend, they had the rookie mini camp, and because I was on the practice squad for most of all last year, I was only activated for two games. I was only activated for two games, so I'm still technically a rookie.
Okay.
And so was eligible to participate in the rookie mini camp and did so. So that was good. It was another opportunity to kind of show more of my understanding of the defense and what I could do. So I had a little bit of fun. They limited my reps because they'd seen a lot of me in the veteran mini camp and gave more of the reps to the rookies that they were evaluating. But it was fun to be there and help coach guys up and kind of approach it from that angle. And then also to, you know, see Robert Daniel out there making some plays, doing well for himself in the mini camp. But then we're back to phase two and just chugging along. Next week, I think, marks the beginning of OTAs. So we'll have a couple of those OTA days each week going forward, and then a little bit of time off, and then we'll get into camp.
So that wasn't necessary. You didn't have to participate in the rookie camp, but you did. Did you do that to add and increase your value? I mean, obviously you're still under contract with the Oakland Raiders, but what was the purpose behind doing that at the rookie camp?
Well, they asked me to. So they're allowed to. Yeah, there were, I think there were four or five of us that were on the practice squad last year that they asked to participate in the rookie minicamp. So otherwise, I probably wouldn't have. But they asked me to, and so mm-hmm. I did.
How did Rob Daniel look? You said he made some plays.
Yeah, he did well. He looked good. They have him at corner, and he got his hand on a couple balls, had a couple breakups. He didn't give up any passes on the 3-day weekend, which was good, and got himself an interception. So
nice.
Yeah, it was fun to watch him out there making some plays, and he looks good on special teams. So he's doing all the right things, and hopefully continue to do that the off season and going into camp and find himself a spot on the team.
How does he compare athletically to the other defensive backs that you've seen there in Oakland this last year?
You know, he compares. He's in there. It's hard to say, oh, you know, he's more athletic than this guy, because they're all just so athletic. They, you know, you get to this level, pretty much any guy that they bring in, whether he's a tryout guy or he's, you know, he's drafted or you know, practice squad, starter, all of these guys are phenomenal athletes and move really well. And I think the thing that separates most guys at this level is their ability to understand the concept of the defense and then their ability to understand the concept of the offense and what the opponent's trying to do and see the play before it happens and anticipate, and that's how you make plays. And the guys that make plays are – who separate themselves, but purely or on a solely athletic standpoint, he's, you know, every bit as athletic as any of the guys here. But yeah, he looks good athletically. It's just it's hard to see. It's hard to differentiate until you start throwing in the playmaking abilities. Does that make sense? Am I making sense of what I'm saying? I'm
right. 5-0 had always makes sense. No matter what he says, he's making sense. You know what I mean? No matter what, you're making money and you're making sense. Because I can decipher exactly what you're trying to say. I can visualize it. You're speaking my language. I think Brian understands it as well.
I do understand.
And you know, BYU football fans, they understand the 5-0 had. No longer is he the deuce had. He's the 5-0 had. And he's running that mic.
We'll have to change that pretty soon.
What's that?
I said I'm going to have to change that pretty soon because they brought Curtis Lofton in and took number 50 from me. So.
Really? Oh, that's dirty.
You gotta just come with something just basic in general, man, with no numbers. You just got to, you know, until you retire
so,
like
so
me.
So what number you eyeing?
I know, right?
What number you eyeing?
Well, right now they've got me playing as 48, and that probably makes Dave Nixon pretty happy. But He made a comment. That's why I say that. But I really like 48. I kind of like 40.
Cause you need that nice whole number.
Yeah, well, and I don't know if you – well, you'll know who this is, but Pat Tillman.
Yep.
Pat Tillman is one of my – there are a few guys – few well, not just guys, men or women. There are a few people in this world that I consider a hero, and Pat Tillman's one of them. His – incredible story, but yeah, if I could wear number 40, that would be kind of special for me.
I know you would rep it well, and I'm sure your other hero, your mama, would be very proud of you wearing that number 40. I saw your Instagram photo of you in a shopping cart. That was freaking hilarious.
Yeah, my mom and I have a good time. She's one of my heroes for sure.
Spencer, as always, it's our pleasure to have you on. Continue to work your tail off, and we're really proud of you here at ESPN 960 and the Band of Brothers.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Spencer. There you have it, Spencer Hadley, former BYU outside linebacker and current Mike linebacker for the Oakland Raiders.